Sweet Sir Galahad came in through the window in the night when the moon was in the yard. He took her hand in his and swept the long hair from his neck, and he told her she'd been working much too hard. It was true that ever since the day a crazy man had passed away to the land of poet's pride, she laughed and talked a lot with new people on the block, but always in the evening time she cried. Here's to the dawn of her days. She moved her head a little down on the bed until it rested softly on his knee. And there she dropped her smile, and there she sighed a while, told him all the sadness of those years that numbered three. Well, you know, I think my fate's belated, 'cause of all the hours I've waited for the day when I no longer cry. I give myself to work by eight, but oh, was I born too late? Do you think I'll fail at every single thing I try? The lines of a smile erased, the tear tracks from her face, a smile that would linger even stay. Sweet Sir Galahad went down with his gay bride. Oh,